This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There's been some nights lately when I've found it extremely difficult to stay warm at home. Spare a thought then for the increasing numbers of homeless people who are doing it tough this winter. Now, when I say increasing, the salvos have actually seen a massive rise in the number of people who are homeless or sleeping rough this winter. Rhonda Gregory from the Salvation Army is on the line. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Katrina.
Now, how much of an increase in homelessness are you guys actually seeing?
The figures that we released recently are from our frontline services who deliver welfare, which is when people come looking for assistance. And the presenting factors that people are saying are on their mind is that they are at imminent risk of homelessness. So the figures that we've released are indications of the growing numbers of people who are either homeless or becoming homeless, but of people who are coming for assistance. And 20% of the people who have been coming for assistance since 2008 have come for the very first time.
Yeah, wow. So they're people who previously have been coping and now they're not. Well, why? What's changed?
Well, it's very difficult to really gauge that, but it seems as though there has been an economic downturn, as we all know. And so, as always, it's people who are on the margins, people who are in unskilled jobs or who are unemployed get affected first whenever there's a change in economic situations broader. And so what we've been seeing is that people have either had their work hours cut or have been put off from work altogether or have become unemployed previously, and because of fewer jobs being available for non-skilled labour, they're not finding work quickly. So it's a combination of a lot of broader issues.
And in terms of, family groups, I mean, I know the traditional view of a homeless person is of an older man and also often people with mental health issues, but it sounds like that it's more far-reaching than that even.
Yeah. Look, the national data that sort of gives us a bit of a view of what's going on, and this is usually sort of through our Bureau of Statistics data and through our homelessness services data, it's been showing us that the increased number of homeless people are females and females with children. So children are a growing number of homeless people along with females. So you're right, it's not that usual male single person hobo type person. That's not the face of homelessness in Australia. The face of homelessness in Australia is a broad spectrum of people, but the growing number, and in the 2006 census counting the homeless, it was females at 44% of the figure counted. So our data that we've released recently about people seeking assistance is a spectrum of people. I haven't got that broken down into genders or family groupings.
No, but there are kids who are sleeping in cars tonight.
Most definitely.
And is this rise that you're seeing, I mean, I had the number here that there's been a 65% increase in people who report being homeless. Is that increase happening just in Sydney, or are you seeing these problems in regional areas?
I'm from Australian Eastern Territory, so we have statistics across ACT, New South Wales and Queensland. And we've seen an increase in all regional areas across our territory in those three territory and states, and it's ranging from an increase of 29% up to an increase of 108% depending on the region. So it seems to be fairly broadly spread across the whole of ACT, New South Wales and Queensland.
Okay. Does the Salvation Army have any sort of view on how government policy could assist the homeless, or do you sort of more see this as something that's the responsibility of the community?
Well, I think it's both ways, because systemic issues have to be addressed, and that's what the Commonwealth Government, previously led by Kevin Rudd, in 2008, for the first time released a green paper on homelessness, which resulted in a national plan to address homelessness that we've all been working towards since 2008. A key area of this whole national strategy is to look at mainstream services, that is government services, hospitals, emergency outpatients, prisons, police, mm-hmm. education, Department of Housings, and Centrelink, etc.
Yep.
Everyone has to take it more seriously when someone comes to them that says that they're homeless, or the stories we're hearing are indicating that they're at high risk of homelessness. And so the new strategy has embedded in it a concept of there's no wrong door. So wherever a person surfaces, and people have to take it seriously and listen to individuals' stories, probably more than ever before.
Okay.
So we're hoping to see some changes as we move forward.
Yeah. So it sounds like you are confident that that will bring about some positive change. I just wanted to ask you one final question, and that is, as part of that plan or that response, is there sort of a unique plan for dealing with Indigenous homelessness?
Yes, there is a unique plan around Indigenous homelessness, and that has been dealt with quite specifically in all regional plans across the nation.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks so much, Rhonda Gregory, for talking to us this morning. But just finally, to bring it back to us, what could we do to help people who are homeless?
Probably one of the things that people don't realise is that there's lots of circumstances that lead people to become homeless, and not having a roof over your head or a bed to sleep in is kind of just like the result of many symptoms. It's all about relationships. It's all about caring for each other. It's about families who have relationships that break down. And so I guess it's being more alert to listening to people and really understanding and hearing and being a friend wherever you can, I think, is probably one of the key things.
Mm. Do you know, I was in a situation myself where I could have become homeless, where I was unemployed for a long period.
That's right.
And it was only because a friend let us live in her stable in the back of her house for 6 months until I got a job, that we weren't sort of in a situation like that.
Exactly. And right.
If people don't have someone like that to fall back on, then I can see how they could very easily find themselves with nowhere to turn.
You're right. That's exactly right. That's where the visible homeless is, but there is a large invisible homeless population in Australia doing exactly what you just outlined that you had to do. So all I'm saying is be a friend, take care of each other, and see what we can do to help heal relationships so that people have got friendship and family supports as they move forward, because none of us are islands. We all actually function better when we know we're cared for. So I'll just put that out there for you listeners to take on board.
Thanks so much, Rhonda. Good to talk to you this morning.
You're very welcome, Katrina. Thank you.
That's Rhonda Gregory from the Salvation Army.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.